our message today.
Thank you, Pastor Will. I'm excited to be here today. Praise God. And I'm also excited because my wife Sharon is here with me as well. And I really struggle when she's not with me. Let me tell you, I look back there and I see her and I just get inspired. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank Pastor Will for inviting me to come and share and speak today. It's always a privilege for me to be able to do that. And I thank all of you for coming today. Even though you saw the announcement, you came anyway. Thank you. Hallelujah. And I just love churches with a lot of old people. See, they don't go camping on the holidays over the weekend, and so you're here. But I see a lot of young people, too. And I'm just so proud of Pastor Rick and his team because they're doing such a wonderful, fantastic job in Chapel of Hope. Praise God. I got to get things kind of warmed up here, so give me just a couple of seconds. I understand they've only given me 3 hours to preach the sermon, so I've got to get started and get going so I don't run over that time slot, okay? Yes. You can tell when the computer's getting old because it's really slow. Like me. Amen. Hallelujah. I got a team of people working with me in the back sound booth there. I'm always excited about IT people. They're some of my favorite people because without them, my ministry work would be tough, difficult, more challenged. And so they help make it easy for me. So I don't see the screen up there yet, but we're going to do a little inter- there it is. Look at that. Amen. When Jesus passes by, awesome things happen. How many ever noticed that in your life? Isn't that great? Man, I wish that was an altar call. That was really a great response. So here we are, and I have been praying, and I know others have been praying for this service. And we've been praying specifically for Jesus to pass by this service today. Now, that's sort of a figure of speech because we know that Jesus is everywhere all of the time. But here's the issue with that. We're not always aware of his presence. And so Jesus sends to us reminders, experiences, testimonies that he's still here and he's passing by. And we look to the New Testament scriptures, especially the four Gospels, where we are constantly reminded that when Jesus passes by, awesome things happen. Hallelujah. How many of you need Jesus to pass by your life right now? Come on. Help me out. Well, wow, that's way more than I expected. You notice my hand went up too. We need Jesus, folks. We need Jesus. And he's there for us 24-7. There's a great event coming. And God has ordained it. And he's scheduled it. And only he knows when it will happen. And that's the rapture of the church. Boy, that's going to be a time when Jesus, Jesus is going to pass by this whole world. And if you have Jesus in your heart and your life, folks, you're out of here. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, this whole body is going to change. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we who yet remain will be caught up to meet him in the air. Can I hear an amen? Hallelujah. Folks are really awake. I like that. That's good. Well, I'm going to share something with you this morning. I was talking to somebody before this service, and I said, I'm going to blow my shofar today. And my good friend said, "What's the shofar?" And I said, "So far, it's a shofar." I see one hanging on the wall over there. This is an instrument of God. This is called the shofar. In the Old Testament, it's called the trumpet of God. What do you know about the trumpet of God? I'll tell you, what Christians know is this, that the trumpet of God is what the angel Gabriel is going to blow when the rapture happens. And you and I are in tune to the sound of this instrument that was created by God himself. It comes from the kudu animal, and God ordained it in the Leviticus when the tabernacle was built, and the trumpet of God became a part of the Jewish worship. And when Moses had a message from God, he would rally the priests together, and they numbered in the thousands, and every one of them had either one of these or a ram's horn, and they would blow on the shofar, and that brought all of the children of Israel to the tabernacle to hear from God. Amen. When Gabriel blows the trumpet, we're going to gather together in the throne place of God to hear from God. Not only that, but it was a sound of repentance. It was a sound of humility. It was a sound of coming to God and to just receiving from him. And I want you to receive from him when I blow that, this great trumpet. Hallelujah.